With just over 200 countries affected by COVID-19, one thing is certain. Most people have had to adjust the way they live. Things may never be the same again. Think of the impact on the world economy, tourism, healthcare, trade, national relations, etc. Some of us will experience the loss of loved ones. Most of us will suffer financially. Social interaction patterns will change. Prejudices may develop or re-emerge in our hearts. But these times of uncertainty are also a perfect opportunity to assess our habits and cultivate new ones. Instructed by our salvation. Paul wrote, "The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly lives in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds." Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. We now have an extended opportunity, often otherwise outside of our capacities, to consider how our salvation instructs and orders our lives. The pandemic can mean that we work harder at waiting for our God and Savior. We can train our zeal, becoming a position that pleases God and is effective for Him after the present crisis subsides. 5 Habits to Cultivate. With many of our hobbies and activities affected, we have more time than ever for introspection. As we are in confinement or facing restricted movements, there are many ways we can redeem our time. We have a chance to re-evaluate our priorities and habits while cultivating healthy lives and investing in people. Take a critical approach. Obviously, we are not spared temptation in this time. Plenty of spiritual junk is at our fingertips through a phone or computer. But the stay-at-home policy has put a big dent into our entertainment and social lives. So ask yourself, what am I truly missing while being stuck at home? The answer will indicate what you have grown to value. Some answers may be legitimate and godly, but they could be things we have become accustomed to that lead to ungodliness. Just as our salvation can train us, so too can sinful habits and distractions. Assess and remove the things that needlessly occupy your mind and time. Now is the time to eradicate the superfluous and the fleshy. Now is the time to set up healthier uses of the hours that the Lord grants us each day. To deny here indicates a strong pledge to refuse to be associated with anything ungodly or carnal. The grace of God doesn't only achieve freedom from the slavery of sin, for it enables us to grow in an aversion for sin, thus refusing to be exposed to it or influenced by it. Cultivate Christlikeness. As we put off the deeds of the flesh, we need to replace them with actions that promote sensible living. The Christian walk is a divinely enabled growth in Christlikeness. One of the fruits of the inner transformation by the Holy Spirit is self-control. Our desires no longer control us. We can now control our desires and align to God's will. To live sensibly is to increasingly and habitually cultivate a wise, prudent, and reasonable life with our mind set on things above. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. This cannot be achieved without establishing godly disciplines, latching onto the ordinary means of grace, Bible reading, and prayer. So let's use this time to refocus our Bible reading, perhaps picking up the plan you started in January. Spend more time meditating on God's Word, slowly digesting His truth. Devote yourself to prayer, especially for our world, as countless people suffer under or work towards solutions to COVID-19. Commit to reading a quality Christian book. Take a free seminary course online or study a doctrinal issue you have always wanted to. Practice family devotions within the household. Tap into the abundance of great sermons and blogs online. Surely there is more we can do with our time and mental space than to laugh at memes or toggle between our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feeds. Cultivate charity. God created humans for relationships. His grace further heightens that calling, for God places us in the fellowship of believers, making us citizens of heaven. However, our sinful nature often blinds us to this point. We quickly become oblivious to or dismissive of the needs of others. We easily moan and complain about the current situation and fail to pray about how we can be used by God in the lives of others. Granted, our direct contact with others is limited, but we still can call, text, pray, and even transfer money to those who are less privileged. Let us consider the physical and spiritual needs of others. Those who want to live righteously are those who desire to represent their righteous God to their neighbors. It means not amassing all the goods available in the supermarket for yourself, not unnecessarily putting others at risk by ignoring medical authorities and government, and it means not forsaking the assembling with others, even though this might be virtual. Godly lives are lives focused on both the vertical and the horizontal dimensions. True charity is not financial, it's also the disposition of heart that wants to put God on display and seek the spiritual good of others. Keep looking forward. There is an attentiveness or alertness, a diligence, that is evident in the life of someone who expectantly waits for the return of the Lord. We will watch and pray if we truly look forward to Christ's return. Faith is marked by prayerful waiting. Our hope is not in the doctors finding a cure for COVID-19, nor is our hope in life going back to the normal, though these are honorable thoughts. Our hope is ultimately in the return of Jesus Christ, for He will right every wrong and abolish sin along with its effects once and for all. We fear when we forget how the story ends. Panic stirs when we forget that God is still on the throne. We fret when we live as if there were not an afterlife of abundant joy in His presence awaiting us. Look up and fix your eyes on the author and perfecter of your faith. Cultivate a habit of looking forward to Christ's return. How will others put their trust in God if they see us dread the current state of affairs as much as they do? Cultivate commitment. As believers, Christ died for us so we can live for Him. We need to cultivate a visible commitment to these truths. We were chosen before the foundation of the world to become a purified vessel to be used by God for His glory. By grace we were saved to do good deeds. Our deeds cannot save us, but they are evidence of the salvation purchased for us. Christians are marked by a single-mindedness and determination that faithfully worships and witnesses to the One who sought us out. May we be marked by a commitment to kill sin in our lives. May we be known for our passion for Christ and the lost. May we be notorious for being fervent evangelists, and may those who observe our good deeds glorify God in the day of visitation. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Soli Deo Gloria.